Where do you find the discussion of what's considered a Suda's mitzvah? The sugya is Mesachim and Daf Mem Tes. There's a Mishnah. If a person is mevatel chametz, he doesn't have to destroy it. He doesn't have to sell it to the goy. He can leave it there. But with the Rabbanon, they said you shouldn't rely on people. You should do beer. You should dispose of the chametz. So there's a Mishnah Psachim on Daf Mem Tes. If a person forgot all about destroying the chametz, he has a whole ton of chametz at home, and then he's on his way. He's driving whatever to the hotel for Pesach. He's already halfway there. Then he realizes that he has chametz at home. So can he just rely on the bittul? When Atorvi can rely on what the Rabbani is supposed to destroy, does he have to go back and burn the chametz, and then he's going to miss out? He won't be able to get to the hotel before Pesach or wherever he's going. Or can he rely on bittul? So the Mishnah says, the whole sugya on Daf Mem Tes Mesachim, it depends if he's going with Dvar Mitzvah or he's going with Dvar Hashus. If he's going to Suda's chasana, he's going to Suda's erisin, he's going to Suda's engagement party. If he's going to a dvar mitzvah, then we permit him to rely on the din deraisa of bittul. And if he's going to a dvar hashus, then we don't permit him to rely on bittul, and he has to lose that on the dvar hashus and go back and destroy the chametz. So when you look in Shulchan Aruch, that siman, Hilchos Erev Pesach, they have the whole discussion. Bogad Avraham, the Prim Begadim have the whole discussion. What constitutes a Suda's mitzvah? One of the things is Suda's Roshu. So that's where the Prim Begadim quotes from the Chavis Yoyer, that Suda's Ayin Shana is considered a Suda's mitzvah. Because the Gemara takes that pasuk, Imeshan Hasena Bahem Shivim Shana, that's a normal life is 70. Whoever lives over 70, a few people in the room are over 70, whoever's over 70, that's already a gift from heaven. That's a gvuris already. But 70 is normal. The Gemara has halacha based on that. A boy or a girl become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, when you have shana v'simanim. You have to be yud beis shana v'yamecha, yud gimel shana v'yamechad, and you have to have simanim. What if you don't have shtei saris, so the shanim is not enough? They're not bar mitzvah. So if they reach the age of 20 and they still don't have shtei saris, but have simani saris or simani islandess, so then they become gedolim at the age of 20. What if they reach the age of 20 and they're no simani saris or islandess? The body is not developing like the saris or an islandess, and they don't have shtei saris, so they remain a kot until the age of 35. Once they reach 35, that's called higil the roib shnoisov, because mentioned the saying of behem shimshana. So when you reach 35, that's roib shnoisov, so they become honorary gedolim. I remember my my father, Zuchan Baruch, once had a chalitza here in Yeshiva. Whenever he did a chalitza, we'd always try to have them agree to do it in the Yeshiva so the students should see what a chalitza is all about. So the din is that you have to check the Yavama to make sure that she's a gedola. You have to go check to see if she has Shtei Cyrus. So it's a job. So my father was explaining the whole chalitza, everything in English, and then one line he said in Yiddish so the woman wouldn't understand what he said. He said, we don't have to check to see if she has Shtei Saris, because the woman is obviously over 35 years old. She was over 70. She was married to her husband for many years and they never had any children. So the husband died, so she needed a chalitza. My father just said, we don't have to check for Shtei Saris because she's clearly over 35. So it's a girl of Rav Shneisov. So that's a girl. Yeah. So the Prima Gadim quotes over there that Suda Sain Shana is considered a Suda Mitzvah, because that's the Gemara takes that pasuk as a serious statement. He quotes the Prima Gadim quotes the Chavis Yair that you should say Shachyano on your 70th birthday. You say Shachyano. So some Gedolim followed that. Others were concerned that you just don't throw out Shachyanos like this. So some say the Chavetz Chaim bought a new suit, and then when he on his 70th birthday, so he said Shachan because of the new suit, so for sure it wouldn't be a bracha l'matam. Anyway, that's what they were talking about over there in the party across the hall. Okay. So where do we leave off? Lamed Beis Amad Aleph. Lamed Beis Amad Aleph. The last line on Lamed Aleph Amad Beis, the Gemara has the Shaila, Iboy Luhu, Mishel Be. Let's say there's a mitzvah of Dalad Minim, there's a mitzvah of Sukkah, there's a mitzvah of Tefillin, Tzitzis. Everything costs money. You have to spend money in order to do the mitzvah. You don't say, you only do the mitzvah b'chinam. If you have to spend money, not m'chuyim. No, you have to spend money. Unless the Ramah Paskins HaMevazvah Zahayevazvah Zayasim Mechoymesh, The Gemara, in the context in the Gemara, Hamabaz Ali Baz Yes Mechemish goes and giving tzedakah lo anim. As we mentioned, it doesn't even apply to give money to support Limud HaTorah. The Gemara is only giving tzedakah lo anim because Shem Yayonavi it's Tarech Labrius. Charity begins at home. What will I accomplish by giving more than Chemish to others? Adonim Al became an ani. So that's ridiculous. So the Ramot take, quotes Rishonim, would take that Gemara and they apply to all mitzvahs. You're not obligated to spend so much money to shake a lula, but to sit in a sukkah is going to cost you Yosem Michomish. You're not obligated to spend more than Chomish. Unless a person is extremely wealthy, then he should spend even more than Chomish. Same thing for Tzedakah, Tzedakah Lanya. A person is a multimillionaire, so he's going to give away 80% of what he earned this year, he's still going to be a rich man. He's not going to be Shem Yoni with Tzarech Labias. It doesn't apply with the person who is very wealthy. So the Gemara has a machloka. So the one opinion is, Kibbut Av is Mishal Bein, just like any other mitzvah. You mechuyev to spend money. And so Kibbut Av also, you mechuyev, if need be, you have to spend money. My father would like to go for a trip to Eretz Yisrael. So I have to spend the money from my credit card. I have to buy the ticket for my credit card and arrange for him in the hotel and so on. And we pass in Kibbut Av is Mishal Av, not Mishal Bein. Son is not mechuyev to spend money. Manishtan of this mitzvah from all other mitzvahs, you are mechuyev to spend money up until chaymesh. So why is kibbut av different? So apparently the Gemara understood from the mashmos of the word kibbut that to be mechabin means to show kovod. It's not really true because that's what moira is. Kovod means a service. But somehow they had the mashmos that the kovod means bechinam. That you know, if you have to spend money for it, that's not included in kibbut. That's how we pass on la'alochen. There is going to be a hefsed mamon. The Gemara says for bitul malocha. Let's say, in order to help out my parents, I have to take off from work, and they're going to dock me from my pay. So you don't have to spend money from your pocket. But the Gemara says bitul malocha that everybody agrees that you have to lose money. Malahal chesaron kis, hav kan chesaron kis. There will be a chesaron kis, but you're not mechuyev to spend money from your pocket. Yeah, Rebbe Kivega has a tshuva where he discusses that a person leaves a tzavoy. I have six daughters and three sons. So I have, when I'll die, I'll have $9 million probably for sure in my savings account. And I want to give each one of the children $1 million. Right? Yeah, but the din is that the sons yarshin and the daughters don't yarshin. So the Mishnah in Bava Basra says, Rabbi Yechmer Broiken says, based on the Pasuk Chosh, Hoy biyom hanchilo zbanav es hashiyalo. What do you mean, biyom hanchilo zbanav? The Malach HaMavis takes my life, I drop dead, and then maybe they ask, what do you mean, hanchilo zbanav? Unless I commit suicide, then hanchilo zbanav. What kind of expression is that? What kind of a verb, hanchilo zbanav? The person that dies doesn't do lahanchil. So Rabbi Yechmer Broiken is quoted in the Mishnah, Yesh Nechlan, Daf Kuflam, and Amar Aleph, The Torah gives the father the right to determine who should get the Yerusha. But the Mishnah explains that doesn't mean if you have six daughters and three sons that I can leave at Sabo, I want them all to Yarsh. And equally, the three sons who are in line to get Yerusha, happens that none of them is a Pchor. My oldest is a girl. So the three sons who are in line to get Yerusha, so it should really be 33%. One of them is a successful businessman, so he doesn't need so much money. So I can say he should only get 20%, and the other two sons who are sitting and learning, they should each one should get 40%. It may be a stupid thing to do that, because I may cause jealousy among the children, but okay, so that I have to figure out. Is that a smart thing to do or a stupid thing to do? But if I leave it so, well, I want the sons and the daughters to yarshin equally, so that's not included in that pasuk. That's what the Mishnah says in Bava Basra. So only if among those who are in line to get some things, I can change the percentages. But one is not in line at all. Let's say I make a tzavah that my next neighbor should get. So that's not included at all. I make a tzavah, I want to give money to the yeshiva. That's not included in the Hilchus Tzavah. That's a different thing. There's a din midirabbanan, mitzvah l'kaim dirameh. So if a person leaves instructions before he dies, and he says they should give money, after I die, I should give money to somebody, so the Gemara says, "Midirabbanan is such a din." Mitzvah the kaim devrames. So Taisus points out in Gitna, Daf Yud Gimel, there's so many Gemaras where it would seem that there's no mitzvah the kaim devrames. The Taisus says, "Mitzvah the kaim devrames only applies of hushlish mentchil lekach." If you gave the money over while I'm alive, I give. Let's say I put the money in a special account, and I leave instructions. When I die, I want that money to go to my daughter. So I give it in a special account, and I give it over to somebody, and I say, after I die, I want this money to go to the next neighbor. Fine. So that's mitzvah the kam derim meis. But if I didn't hand the money over, so the accepted opinion in Taisa in Shulchan Aruch is like that opinion in Taisa is that mitzvah the kam derim meis only applies if hushlosh mitchila lekach. So Reb Chaim Moshe has a tshuva. He says that since amirasa lagavoya kim sirasa the head yedami, that's the mishnah that we skipped on Chav Ches right before we started Chav Tes. Amirasa lagavoya kim sirasa the head yedami, and he assumes amirasa lagavoya even applies to tzedakah. That's machlekes Rabbi Yosef Kara and the Ramah. In the Tshuvas, Rabbi Yosef Kara held that it applies even to tzedakah. And the Ramah and the Tshuva disagrees that amirasa lagavoya is only hegdish; it doesn't apply to tzedakah. Rabbi Chaim Moshe assumes that we follow the Beis Yosef. We don't follow the Ramah. That you apply amirasa lagavoya to tzedakah as well. So since it's kimsirasa, the head yadam says considered as if hushlash mitchila lekach, even though he didn't hand it over to anybody, just leaves it savor. So people can make such a tzavor. They want to leave money to tzedakah after they die. So that's legally binding. We say that's the midrabbanon mitzvah the kam derames. Yeah. But what if, let's say, not that he says he wants to leave money to tzedakah after they die. He wants to leave money equally to the sons and the daughters. So there's no mitzvah the kam derames. If it wasn't hushlish matchilu lekach, so it's not legally binding. Do the children have to listen to the tzavor? So Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva. He says, of course they have to meet Tam Kibarav. There's an inyan of Kibarav over here. The thing is that in our generation, if there's money involved, the children won't observe Kibarav. You have some of the biggest court cases are children fighting with each other about the Yerusha. There's really enough Yerusha for everybody to share. Everyone will be rolling in dough, but they'll spend millions on the legal fees to fight each other, either in court or in din Torah. Wherever you stand to win, that's where they'll go. They don't care what the din is. They want to win. They want to win. So that's problematic. So Rabbi Kevega writes, if the father left the tzavah, strictly speaking, mitam kibur aviyem, the children should all honor what he said. And they should... And they,
how's it kibur aviyem? You were saying yesterday that kibur is only in service. Why is it relevant to the...
So it's Moira. He says what... This is also... He says, this is where I want my money to go. That's also mitam moira, mitam kibbutz. Rebbe Kevega raises a question, but the minute the father dies and the Yerusha goes to the three sons, and the din is the kibbutz is mishalav velo mishal bein. So the son is not mukhif to spend money. So Rebbe Kevega says he doesn't think that taina is a taina. Right now all the money belongs to the father. So he says he thinks that this is kibbutz mishalav. The father says, that's my money, my $9 million, and I want it. After I die, the money should be divided equally among the sons and the daughters. So strictly speaking, Rabbi Kevega says, Amitam Kibarav, the sons are mukhiv to give the daughters an equal share. That's what the father wanted. But you're not kaifan. The Bezin Shalisa is not kaifan Kibarav. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says in Perik Kolabosar and Chulin, the Kibarav is what we call the mitzvah saseh shematan tzchor betzidah. It says in the Chumash, in Seres Adibras, that you'll be zechet tarich as yamim if one fulfills Kibarav. So whatever this mitzvah says, the shematan tzchor betzidah, the Torah's promising a reward should really be sufficient encouragement that the people should observe that mitzvah. And Bezin is not mechuyev to be kaifa on the mitzvah. So because they're not kaifa, so that's why a lot of times the children don't listen to the father's tzavah. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch they recommend that the father should make kinyanim. So the Ramah discusses in Hilchas Yerusha, Ramah discusses how do you make kinyanim that... You got to make a kinyan, give away 1/9 of all of your property now to each one of your children, so they'll empty you out. They'll take away all of your money. And if you say, you make a kinyan now, but you want it to take effect after I die, so there's no en kinyan lahamisa. So the kinyan doesn't take effect. And you say, I want the kinyan to take effect the day before I die, so that's ain't brera. You don't know when it's going to be chal. So the whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch, how do you do that?
According to the Tzad, the kinyan aim is Benel Mechaviro. So does that mean that Benel Mechaviro then applies it between you and a dead person?
The Gemara does say mechabdala hamoso. Yeah, there is a din mechabdala hamoso. However you take it, maybe it's only midirabbana. The person saw the Mishnah is not so convinced that mechabdala hamoso is deraisa. Maybe it's only the Rabbana. But bottom line, there is a din mechabdala hamoso. So that would be included. That's Rebbe Kivayg. That would be included in Kibarav. But the Bezin is not Kaif on Kibarav. So if you know the children get along with each other, they're going to observe the Kibarav. So you don't have to stand on your head to make all kinds of kinyonim. If you're afraid it's going to cause machlok, it's going to make kinyon. So bottom line, that's how we paskin that. Kibarav is Mishallah, below Mishal Bain. The son is not Mukhiv to spend money. The top Tosis quotes the Yerushalmi, or which is it? The next Tosis. The second Tosis on the top quotes the Yerushalmi, Allah Midbeisam and Aleph. If the son is wealthy and the father has no money, so then Kibarav is Mishal Bain. So that's a whole discussion in the paskin. Why is that so? So Tosis says, Tosis throws in a line, it's Loigora from Kaifan al Atzdokim. Tosis quotes in Ksubis Daf Memtes that Rav Achfiyeh Lahu Gavra Vapik Bnei Abimeh Zuzil Itzdokim. You're Kaifan al Atzdokim. That's a question, why? But the Gemara says in Baba Basa Daf Chesam and Beis, and over here in Ksubis Daf Memtes on the base, Baba Basa Chesam and Beis is the more famous. Yeah, Kaifan al Tzedakah is a chiddush. Tosis points out there in Bava Basa Dachez, because Tzedakah is also mitzvah says the Shema and Zchor B'tzidah, because it says Ki Begalda Ovezayi Berachach Hashem Alakecha.
Even on
Tzedakah, you
wouldn't have to, because you do it.
Right. Or let's say the guy does give charity, but the Bezin decides he didn't give enough. He's a wealthy man; he should give more money. So then the Bezin is Kaifa, even though he fulfilled the mitzvah Tzedakah. Bezin is Kaifa; he should give more Tzedakah. So the way Tosis presents it, it may imply that if the son is wealthy and the father is penniless, you pay for the son to support the father, mitam tzedakah, not mitam kibarav. Mitam kibarav, it's never mishal bein, it's always mishalav. It's only midin tzedakah. So that's a machlokes in achrayim. Is that really what Tosis meant? Or maybe they meant under these circumstances, then it's kibarav mishal bein. Maybe sometimes it is, b'toras kibarav, not just b'toras tzedakah. Okay, but bottom line, that's how we pass them. Kibbutz Mishallah, v'lo Mishal Bein. What does the Gemara say? Toshma, is it Mishallah, is it Mishal Bein? So the Gemara says, Toshma, they quote Tosefta and Maisa Sheni. When I'm paid in my own Maisa Sheni, the Torah says, Yishki Yigal B'maisa Chamashisa Yosef Olam, that's at the end of B'chukosai. If you paid your own Maisa Sheni, you have to be Maisa Chamashisa. If you're Magdish something, the Hegdish, and you're paid it yourself, you also have to be Maisa Chamashisa. But if you have my Sushani and you sell it to me and I give you the money and the money is Nichnas Bigdusha and the my Sushani is Yotze Migdusha Asai, so if it's Pidyan Adi Acherim, then you don't have to be Maisav Chaymish. Only if the person is paid his own my Sushani. What if I own the my Sushani and I have the money and I give you the money to do the Pidyan on my behalf? I make you a Shliach. I make you a Shliach. So I mean Shluch HaShalon Kamasa, I'm being paid in my own my Sushani, even though you're doing it for me. But Shluch HaShalon Kamasa means I'm doing it. So I have to be Maisav Chaymish. So that the Sefta has a din Shnei Achim, if you have two brothers who get along wonderfully, and if one brother won't have any money, the other one will certainly give him money. Or Shnei Shutvim, two people in a business together, father and his son, they love each other, they get along, they always help each other. Or Rabbi Talmid, the Paidim Zelazem, Maisav Sheni, Bali Chomesh, they're two different people, even though they get along very well, and if one will be in need of money, the other one will certainly give him the money, but al pi din, it's two different people. So the din is that you don't have to be ma'isav chaymish. U'machilim zel lezeh ma'isav rani. Let's say the farmer is mafrish to magdoyle ma'isav rishon, and then the third year and the sixth year, instead of ma'isav sheni, mafrish ma'isav rani. What if the farmer himself is broke, he's a poor man, so he can't take the ma'isav rani for himself. You have to give it to somebody else. If the farmer is a kohen, he doesn't have to give the truma to someone else. He keeps it for himself. If the farmer is a lady, he keeps his own ma'aser rishon. But if the farmer is an ani, the Gemara in Gitna, the first parak shows, even if the farmer is an ani, he has to give the ma'aser ani to somebody else. So what if you have the father and the son, or the two brothers, or the two shutfim? Machilim zelazem ma'aser ani. I'm permitted to give my ma'aser ani to my shutif, to my father, to my son, to my talmid. They're two different people. It's not the same person at all. So the Gemara has a taina. And if the din is that the son is mechuyev in kibarav to machal amashke from his own money, so how can the son give his maiserani to the father? Let's say I borrowed $1,000 from an ani, from a person. I borrowed $1,000 from a person. Then he loses all of his wealth. So now he's a poor man. So when it comes, I'm afresh the third year, the sixth year, I'm afresh from Gedolah, Maiserish, and Maiserani. So I say, oh, I owe him $1,000, and here's Maiserani, he's a poor man, so I'll kill two birds with one stone. I'll give him $1,000 worth of Maiserani. That's stealing. Let's say I borrow $1,000 last year, I borrow $1,000 this year, and I give you $1,000, I want to be yotzei both chayvos. No. I haven't paid taxes for the last 10 years. So the government comes, they want $10,000 taxes for every year. I'll give them one check for $10,000. I'll be owed to all the 10 payments. You can't do that. You have to pay every year separately. So over here also, if there's a chiv mitam kibarav mishal bein, so the son is mechuyev to be mefarnes the father from his own money. How can he give his maaserani to the father? The son has money and the father does not have. It's perechov mishal anim. And for the Gemara, let's vichal lahadofa. No, the son, mitam kibarav, the son has to see to it that the father has meals. So he has to spend money on the meals. But then the father is interested in eating more than the basic meals. He'd like to have some ice cream. He'd like to have cake. He'd like to have, he enjoys schnapps, he enjoys herring, whatever he enjoys. Okay? So the hadafa, that you can give him from the ma'aser running. That's not pareach oved. That you're not mechuyev. Mitam kibarav, you're mechuyev to be mefarnes the father. You're not mechuyev to give him cigars. I'm going to give him the extra. So that's for hadafa purposes, I can give the maaserani to the father. So why does it say, Hanidikani Allah, we have a brisa commenting on that Tosefta, Hemshecha, the Tosefta, Om Rab Yudah, Tovim Me'eri, Lemisha Machle Savi Maaserani. What's so terrible? It's a curse upon the person who gives his father maaserani. It's not right. He should really give him separate money from his own bank account. Why is Tovim Me'eri? Why should he suffer a curse? He gives the main meals, three meals a day gives his father from his own bank account. The father wants extras. He wants cake every day. He wants schnapps every day. He wants ice cream every day. So then I give him from the maaserani. What's so terrible? And for the Gemara still, what's so embarrassing about that? Gemara says, no, it's still a busha that the father should have to take money from maaserani for his cigars and for his ice cream and for his cake. Still is not proper. Okay, so you can't really prove. The Gemara thought maybe you can prove from the Tosefta that the Tosefta says, Machilim Zeh Lezeh Maaserani, how can the son give Maaserani to the father if Kibbutz is Mishal Bein, so it's Perei Chodeh Mishal Ani? The Gemara says you can't prove anything from that Tosefta.
Machilim, you got to give him food. More food, less food. I give him Mishaya. And I have to talk to his other things, maybe, yeah. Cigars is not food. You can live without cigars or certain things that...
He wants extra things more than the basic necessity. Necessities, the son is mukhayyib, maybe mitam kibarav, mishal bein. He's mukhayyib to give his money for the father, for the basic necessities. But more than the basic necessity, that's already extra. Not mukhayyib mitam kibarav. It's improper. It's permissible, but it's a tova me'era. It's improper. Yeah, because it's embarrassing that the father should be living off of maaserani. Yeah. Toshma, they still want to prove one way or the other whether kibarav mishalav or mishal ben. Sholos rablozer, the tana, arechan kibarav, the aim, how far does the mitzvah go? Amalahem. So he said, like Dama ben Asina, and he told over the story. Amalahem, kadeshiyitol arniki v'yizvikenu layam, b'fana v'ena machlima. Who's Arniki? The father's going to take the son's wallet that's full of money, full of $5,000 in cash, and he's going to throw it into the yam, and the son shouldn't say anything. Who's Arniki? Father's going to throw his own Arniki, and the father's going to throw the son's Arniki, and the son shouldn't say anything. V'i armit mishalav, if he say kibarav, is not mishal, if kibarav is mishal bein. So it means, even if the father throws the son's wallet into the ocean, the son shouldn't say boo. But if you hold kibarav is mishalav below mishal bein, so what does this brisa mean? Yizhak arniki layam. The father should throw his own arniki into the yam. So let him do whatever he wants. So what's the chiddush that the son? The father's crazy. So what's the chiddush that the son doesn't say anything? Freg de gemar v'yam et mishalav. So the arniki that he's throwing is not the son's arniki, it's the father's arniki. My nafkale minei. So what's the chiddush? Why should it bother the son that the father's throwing out his money? What's the chiddush that the son shouldn't react? Everything went up. But right, Leosho, If the father wouldn't have thrown out his $5 million in the ocean, the son would, when the father dies, ultimately he's going to be a wealthy man, the son would have gotten Yerusha. So there's room to argue the point and say over here, he's doing nonsense, he's burning his money, and he's ultimately that's going to be my money. So nonetheless, it says, Misham Shem Kibirav, he shouldn't react. V'chiho, as a ma'aseh shehoya, the rabba baravuna, what happened? The ravuna korish yirai, bampi rabba brei, the father ripped silk begodim, shirai, a silk begodim, in the presence of his son. Omar, what did he do that for? He said, Ezel echezi, I want to take a look, irosach ilor asach, I want to see if he's a kaisen. He wanted to test his son. So he ripped silk garment in the presence of his son. Fregna Markasha, how was he allowed to test him? The Dilma Rosach, maybe the son will react by getting angry. The son is going to scream at the father, and he violate kibravim. The father was mechal on his covet, so even if the son gets angry, the son will not be in violation of anything. Taisus asks over here, the machal eli kore, the son knows that the father is moichal on the covet, and the son does know. So if the father is moichal quietly, he tells his friends, I'm moichal on my covet, and then he does this, and the son doesn't know. So true, strictly speaking, the son didn't violate kibbut avim because the father was moichal, but this should be like, Taisus quotes, this should be like, niskam alechol besar chazir v'ala biyoda besar tleh. That's a Mishnah in Nozir. The Mishnah says in Nozir, it says in Parshas Nosoi that if a woman took a neder naziris, and the husband was made for the neder, and the wife wasn't aware that the husband was made for the neder, and she goes and she violates her neder, but there is no neder, the husband was made for it already. So the pasuk says, Vashem yislach lo. So the Mishnah says, what do you mean, Hashem yislach lo? But she didn't violate anything. The husband was made for the neder, so she didn't do any of it. So the Mishnah says, you see, from that pasuk, the person thought that he's eating non-kosher food, and the truth of the matter was he's eating kosher food. Also, tzorech kapara, because he thought he's doing an avera, so he needs kapara. So here also, if the father didn't notify the son that he's moichel on his covet, so the son thinks that he's screaming at the father, shaloi kedim. So the son thinks that he's in violation of kibur avieh. So Tosis interprets the story that the father told the son in advance that he's Meichel on his covet. So the Gemara asks, what's the test? So if the father was Meichel publicly and the son knows that the father was Meichel on a covet, so what's the test? Of course the son is not going to react. So the Gemara says, no. The father put on a whole act and he got angry, and when he got angry, then he ripped the garments. So the son thought, in his anger, the father ripped the garments, so the son is going to probably will react. So there was a test. Even though the father told him in advance, father told everybody, the father told the son in advance that he's mechal on his covet. But the Gemara says, maybe the son didn't react because the father said in advance that he's mechal. The Gemara says, no, davele b'shas rischei. The father put on an act that he's angry, and then he rips the things in the middle. So the son would have reacted. So that was the test to see if the son is going to react or not. The Gemara asked the Kasha, are you allowed to rip begodim in order to test your children? What about the din bal tashchis? The original pasuk bal tashchis goes on chopping down fruit-bearing trees. But the Gemara extends bal tashchis to all inyani hashchos. If you burn clothing, if you burn money, if you destroy things that are valuable, so that's an Isa Baltashka. It's a question. Maybe you don't get Malkus. Maybe the original, the Pshuto Shal Mikra, the Torah Shebichzad, maybe it's only Lasashka Seseitza, Derech Alei Gaz. Maybe there's only Malkus. The Rambam said, maybe there's only Malkus on chopping down a fruit-bearing tree. Maybe if you burn Begodim, maybe there's no Malkus, because that's not the Ikala. Maybe that's a Lav Shebichlalus. That too is included in the Isa Deraisa. But the Rambam says, on all other hashchoses, there's no malchus, only on lasashchas hazeitzam, on treat. But it's still baltashchas, still we assume it's an isa deraisa. So Gemara says, no, he ripped the silk garment on the seam. But, so the Gemara says, so the son has no cause to get angry. He said in advance, he's moichel on his covet, this is just a test. And then he ripped on the seam. So why should the son should chuckle? Why should he get angry? Gemara says, no. Father put on an act that he's angry, and then in the middle of his act that he's angry, then he rips the thing. So then the son, he wanted to see if the son is going to react. Okay.
If
most people would probably not react in such a case. If you know that
the he didn't see the scene.
Yeah. That's probably what the Gemara means. The father put on an act that he's angry, so the son didn't realize that he's only ripping on the scene.
Why is this about hashness? When if there's like a direct purpose for it, you people use silk for one thing. I'm using silk to test my son, so I'm still using it. I'm not being a wasteful.
Yeah, I don't know. We assume that if you have any tzorach, so there's not a din of, there is no din of bal tashchis. That's a good kasha. So if he wants to test the son, why is that for nothing? That's a litzorach. Why is that bal tashchis? That's a good kasha. I don't know. The Mishnah says in Tumid that there were palace guards in the Beis HaMikdash, Levim, some places they were Kohanim, different places, some Levim, some Kohanim. And so the head guard would walk around in the middle of the night to make sure everybody's awake, to make sure that none of the guards are sleeping. So if he finds that some are sleeping on the job, he would burn his shoes. So the Rosh asked the Kasha, what about Bal Tashchis? So he says, it's Litzorach. We want to teach him a lesson so he won't fall asleep on the job next time. So whenever it's Litzorach, there's no Bal Tashchis. So yes, so why is it the Bal Tashchis over here? The way the Rosh explained, why is that a Bal Tashchis? It's a good Kasha.
It says over here that Amar Mishalav, my nafkalamina. What's nafkalamina? He's throwing his own things away. So who says that he's throwing away the purse of the father? Maybe he's throwing away the son's purse. Which means, and the chiddush is that even though it's Mishalav, you still can't embarrass him. Even though he's throwing away the, you still can't embarrass him. Even though he's throwing away the son's. It seems to me that if you read Mishalav, then he would not. Then and the father would be throwing away the son's money.
And the son has a right to stop him.
To stop him.
That's what it sounds like for
him. Sounds like, right?
Poshim shot, yeah. The Gemara says the kibirav, the way we paskin kibirav is mishalav, alo mishalbein. So if the father's destroying my property, I have a right to stop him.
Stop machlima.
Why shouldn't you say you shouldn't stop him, but I can sue him in bezin later. I can make him pay. Shulchan Aruch it says like that. You're not allowed to embarrass him. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, after he throws my wallet into the ocean, yeah, I can bring him to a dentist and say, I want him to pay. So that's a good tie on the Gemara. How did the Gemara prove? The Arnike must belong to the father. If the Arnike belongs to the son, so the din is a kibbutz is not Mishal Bain. Alright, not Mishal Bain. So the son will ask the father to reimburse him. But still, he shouldn't embarrass the father, Mishas Maisa. So it would appear from the Gemara, that's the push behind the Gemara. If the din is kibirav is not Mishal Bain, son has a right to prevent the father from throwing his wallet into the ocean. Not just you should let him do it and then you sue him later on.
You prevent him in a nice way.
Okay.
There's always a
right. So why was it exactly Akasha? It's a sticky point. Why did the Gemara consider this Akasha? You see from here that it must be the Arnike belongs to the father. Arnike belongs to the son. If Kibbutz Mishal Bein, he has a right to prevent the father. But the only way to prevent him is by humiliating him, by punching him in the face. That he shouldn't do. So why is it Akasha? I don't know. That's a starke tanya against the Gemara. I don't know. What does the Gemara tell a story? Masnele Rabbi Cheskel LeRami Berei. Rabbi Cheskel was a balabos, and he had two sons that we know of. One was Rami Bar Cheskel, he was the youngest son, and one is Rabbi Yudit. I'm Rabbi Yudit Marav, and Rabbi Yudit Mishmuel. Rabbi Yudit learned by Shmuel and by Rav. So Masnele Rabbi Cheskel LeRami Berei. The father was teaching his young son Mishnayis. So there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. There's a machlokes hatanoim. There were arba misas. Skilus reifa herig v'chenik. So there's a machlokes hatanoim. Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. What's the hierarchy? Which misa is more common than which? The main nafkamina. So one nafkamina is a person did an avera for which he's chayiv two onshim. He's chayiv skila and sreifa. How can it be he's chayiv skila and sreifa? Let's say the girl is an ara hamarosos. An ara hamarosos is beskila, and it happens to be isha bita. Happens to be Isha Bita. I married a woman and her daughter is now an Naira Hamarasa with someone else. Samboal Naira Hamarasa is Kila. It's Isha Bita should be Sreifa. So if a person does an aver for which there should be two punishments, so you give him, he can't give him twice Mises Bezin, so you give him whichever is Mochamer. So which of the two is the Mochamer? So it's Machalek Zabshimin and Achachamim. So Skilus Reifa is the Machalekis, which is Mochamer, and Saif and Chenik is the Machalekis, which is Mochamer. Well, how do they know that Skilus Reifa go together and Chenik and Saif go together? Maybe it's Skil and Chenik. How do they know that? That they knew. Because the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin that you're not permitted to bury Tzadik Eitzel Rosha, you're not permitted to bury Rosha Chama Eitzel Rosha Kal. So every Bezdin used to have, how often did they have Mises Bezdin? Once every 100 years or something. They rarely had Mises Bezdin. But officially, every Bezdin would have, Bezdin 23 that dealt with Dinin Nefoshes, would have two Batik Foros. Oh, L'chaim. Thank you very much. Okay. So the Bezdin would have two batik first, one for Niskolim and Nisrafin, one for Nechnokim and Neherogim. Because Skila is certainly Mohammed and Saif. Skila and Sreifa, that's unclear which is Mohammed, because they were all buried together. And Saif and Chenik is unclear which. So the Gemara asks, how are you allowed to bury Skila and Sreifa, the Niskolim and Nisrafin in the same cemetery? One is Mohammed and the other is Machlag Satanaim. Whichever is Mohammed, so you're not permitted to bury Rosh Hashanah, it's a Rosh Hakal. The Gemara says, Gemara Gemirilo, Hilchas Gemirilo. That they had a tradition that you only have two batik first. Really, Al Pidin should have been four. Skilus Reif Erechem should have been four. But that they all, that was an old tradition. We don't know why. The Gemara says, Hilchas Gemirilo, that you have two, Shnei batik first. So the only machlekes of Shimon HaChachamim was between Skilus and Sreif, which of those two is Machamim? And Chenik and Saif, which of those two is Machamim? So that's one case where there's an Afkaminim, Mishover Averish and Eschaiv Shtei Mises. Which onish do you give? Then Mishnah has another nafkamina where you have the machlokes hatanoim. Nisar b'chai b'skila b'chai b'sreifa. We have locked up. This is never going to happen in a million years. You locked. We had a whole case, and we judged the person that is chayv skila, and we locked them up. We locked them up. But the gemar din was today. So they need halonis adin. They don't keep a guy in prison for 5 years on death row. They give him the onish the next day. So they made a gemar din that this guy is chayiv skila, made a gemar din someone else is chayiv sreifa, and now we forget who's who. How can that happen? It never happened. But they're talking theoretically. The Tanaim are talking theoretically what happened. And then how can you have 10 people in prison? 7 of them are chayiv skila, and 3 of them are chayiv sreifa. How can you have 10 people in prison? Ain't donim shnayim b'yayim echad. The whole case is impossible. You can have in 10 different cities in the world. How often did they give Mises Bezin? Once every 70 years. So the whole story is far-fetched. Never happened. But they're talking theoretically. You have 10 people in prison, and we forgot already who's who. We know that 7 of them were Chayv Skila, and 3 of them are Chayv Sreifa. And since you don't know who's who, so you're not permitted to give the Mohammed Duk and Mises to the guy who doesn't deserve that. If you give him the less Chamed Mises, so that's very nice of you. If you can't give... You don't say, let's say a guy's chayv skila, and he has a suit of armor, and we can't give him the skila. So you don't try to kill him. No, the more learns that from Sukkim, that if he can't give the person the skila, the sayif, or the chenik, whatever he deserves, so you got to kill him anyway, in any form of misa is best. But it's not proper to give him a mochamadik a misa. So what if Nisarvu... Chayv Sreifa with Chayv Skila got mixed up together. So you don't know who's who. So you have to need them the kalos. So you have to give all 10 people the lesser of the two onshim. So which is the lesser? So that's the machlok of Shimon and the Chacham. In the other case, where the person was Boal Isha Bitan, she's an Ara Hamarasa, so she's Chayv Skila, so the fellow is Chayv both Skila and Sreifa, so you give him the Mochamadika of the two. But here where it's a Tarubas of different people, they give the less chamedika einish. Yeah. Should you say you should go basar roif here? Should you say you should go basar roif? Do you say bitl beroif? Let's say we paskin skilas mochamed and sreifa. So let's say, you know, the fact was, now we don't know who's who, but 7 out of the 10 are chayv skila, 3 out of the 10 are chayv sreifa. So can you say bitl beroif? The 3 are bottle beroif. Berry is not bottle. Yeah, a live animal. A berry is not bottle. That's what Din Midr Rabban, a berry is not bottle. It's on the level of the Raisa, can you go Basar Rav to say that the 3 who are Chayv Sreif, you don't know who's who, that we should give all 10 Skila. Can you say that? That there's Bitl Beroif to give everybody Skila? So the Tosfos on that daf in Sanhedrin, where this comes from, daf pei, Tosfos assumes that bitul meroiv even applies to human beings on the level of their eyes. I mean, the rabbanon not beria chashuva v'lo b'teila, but on the level of their eyes, people are bottled. And there's a Chavos Das on Yeridea. The Nesibis wrote a sefer on Yeridea. It's called Chavos Das. Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Yud interprets. There's a Ran in Gittin where the Ran quotes a Ramban who made some kind of a statement, a little unclear what he said. So the Chavos Das claims that the Ramban said, I'm not too sure what the Ramban said. So the Chavos Das understood the Ramban is saying that human beings are not butlers at din derais. It's on the Gemara, a man made a shliach to be mekadosh an isha, and then the shliach disappeared for a couple of months, then the shliach dropped dead. We don't know, was he mekadosh the isha, was he not mekadosh the isha? So Gemara says, chazok ha-shliach osin shlichusa. We should assume, at least lechumra, the shliach probably did the shliach as he was mekadosh a woman, so the mishaleach is stuck. Also b'chal ha-noshim sheboilim, he's not allowed to marry any girl. Maybe this girl is achos ishtoi. Maybe it's Isha Bita. He's not also B'chal HaNashim. If a girl's going to convert, she doesn't have any sisters. She doesn't have any mother. Okay, but most of the time, he'll be cut out from marrying many girls in the world because of that concern. So the Ran quotes the Ramban, he asks the Akasha, why don't you say that the Eshazi should be bottled, the Achos Ishta should be bottled B'raib? There's so many single girls in the world. Why don't you say the one who's an Erva should be bottled B'raib? So he comes up with the Chiddush that Ben Yodam Chashivi V'loi B'teili is Adin Deraisim. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has an essay where he assumes called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said Tikkun. All the Dinim der Rabbanon are usually patterned after the Dinim der Isa, because that's what we always explain, because the Rambam writes in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah, is printed in the back of Maseches Brachos, that the Rambam writes that there are five sections, five parts to the Torah Shebaal Peh. He says you have Halachas L'Moshe Mesinai, the tefillin have to be square, the tefillin have to be black. Then you have Pirushim HaMakubalim LaMoshe Mesina. Then we have traditions. What Priyetz Hoda means? Priyetz Hoda means an Esrog. And Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally. We have traditions. That's the Pirush HaMilus. Then we have the bulk of the Torah Shebaal Peh, or the way we read in between the lines of the Chumash, all the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah and Resh HaSpem. That's the bulk of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And then he says the fourth and the fifth parts of the Torah Shebaal Peh are the Gzeris the Rabbanon and the Takanas the Rabbanon. Sounds from the Rambam that they, Gzeris, all the Dinim the Rabbanon, may come an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh on the level of their Isa. That's what it sounds like. So when somebody learns or Dinim the Rabbanon, even though the Chayvis Agave to observe these Dinim is only the Rabbanon, but the Shekim of Talmud Torah on the level of their Isa, because all the Dinim the Rabbanon become a Chavetz of Torah on the level of their Isa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He spent many years giving shiur for the Balabatim on Brachas. Then after they made a big siyum, so he made a comment once. Someone can wonder, why do we spend so much time learning the Dinim the Rabbanon on the level of the Reis? It was Bittul Torah, it's only Talmud Torah, but the Rabbanon. Maybe we should have learned instead Zvachim and Menachas, with the bulk of the Dinim are the Reis, hardly any the Rabbanon. So we would have had Talmud Torah the Reis. So they attribute such a statement to Rav Dovah of Soloveitchik, that he learned Kachim and not Brachas, because Kachim is mainly Dinim Deraisa. So when they printed that, so they had this Taina there, Rav Soloveitchik. He thought that Taina was not correct, that the Dinim Derabbanan, even though the Chavis Agave to observe it is only Derabbanan, but a Chavis Shel Torah it is on the level of Deraisa. So the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, when you learn Dinim Derabbanan, will also be a Talmud Torah deraisa. So that's perhaps the reason why we say called the Tikkun Rabbanon came deraisa Tikkun. When he formulated the Dinim deRabbanon, they patterned after everything after Dinim deraisa. So that's Rabbi Chanan Wasserman raises the question: this Chumrim deRabbanon, that Beria Chashiva v'loy b'teila, where do you have on the? Where is that came deraisa? Where do you have a din on the level of deraisa? You have Chaticha v'ilis Kabin is not bottled, Dovishim and Minyan is not bottled, Berry is not bottled. Do you have anything on the level of the Raisa that is not bottled? What is this? What's the Kain the Raisa? So Rabbi Chanan works hard on that. Rav Soloveitchik said, yeah, of course, this Chavos Das. Chavos Das in Yerudea says, according to the Rambam, many Adam Chashiva v'loi b'teili, that's a diminator. So all the Dinim, all the others, Berry Chashiva v'loi b'teili, Chaticha v'ilis Kabin, Dovishim and Minyan, everything is a Kain the Raisa, b'nei Adam.
Does that mean that if you spend a week learning
Dine Maimon
Shoshan, which wasn't
Takum Tien Deraisa,
that
No, the Gemara just said Hilchos Avilai Taima. That's not Kein Deraisa. But still, the reason why they called it Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun, because it's going to become an integral part. It's going to blend it to become part of the Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah. So it's better if it fits into the whole system. But even if it doesn't fit in, it's also becomes a chelik of the Torah Shebaal Peh Min HaTorah. I don't think so. So what happened over here? So the father, Rabbi Cheskel, is a balabas. The father is not so learned. Father's teaching his young child, Rami, by Yecheskel. He's teaching him the Mishnah and Sanhedrin. So what does he teach him? And it's Nisrafim bin Niskolim. Sounds like you have three Nisrafim and seven Niskolim. Niskolim are the Rav. And they got mixed in. So Reb Shimon Aimeh, so you don't know, and you don't know who's who. Highly unlikely. You don't know who's who. How are you going to have 10 people, Chai Misa? They're all in prison at the same time. The whole thing is far-fetched. But the Gemara talks about a far-fetched case, just to be aware what the din is. He said the Tosis in the beginning of Exodus talks about that. There's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. Avelus begins Mishas Stimas HaGoylo. What do you mean Stimas HaGoylo? So Rashi says when you close the lid on the coffin. Goyl V'Doifek. So Rashi says when you close the lid on the coffin, the Avelus begins way before the Kvura. The Kvura didn't take place. And Tosis disagrees with Rashi and Tosis says no, the Stimas HaGoylo is the stone, the matzeva that you put after the mace is buried and the offer is filled up, then you put a stone on top. That's the Gmar HaKvura. And according to Rashi, the Avelus, the Shiva begins right away after you put the mace in the coffin. So Tosis asked on Rashi, how can it be? There's a Machlekes HaTanoim in Erevin, I think on Daf Yud Gimel, in the first paragraph in Erevin. What if you used a live animal for a goylo? Does a goylo v'doifek has tumas mace, just like a mace, tami boil. So what if you used a live animal for a goylo? Does it have tumah now? So Tosis says, according to Rashi, that the goylo means the lid on the coffin. So which Meshugan is going to use a live animal for a lid on the coffin? Then you're going to bury the animal alive. What are you talking about, Mishugai? So Tosis says, no, it's a right upshot. The gola means the matzeva on top. And sometimes the matzeva, they didn't prepare a matzeva. I just got this morning. So you don't have a matzeva. So you bang a peg of wood into the ground where you buried him, and you tie behemoth there temporarily until next week. And next week we'll take away the behemoth and we'll put the matzeva. So it's shaykh to use a live animal as a goylo to mark the location where the person is buried. But according to Rashi, the girl meets the lid on the coffin, so which Meshugan is going to put a live animal as a lid on the coffin? You're going to bury him alive. So Tosis says it's not really a kasha against Rashi, because the derech of the Talmud is to discuss every single possibility, every single case, even though it's far-fetched, never going to happen in a million years. So Tosis proves it, because there's a discussion in Maseches Bechoros. If there's two animals, one animal is pregnant, you took the uber from the rechem of this animal, you put it into the other animal, and then it's the firstborn of the other animal, does it have a din of b'chor behemah Torah or not? Because it's not genetically. That's the carrier of the baby, but it's not her baby. So Tyson says it's not going to happen in a million years. They're not going to take the blood from this and we'll put it in the other one. The Gemara discusses abstract thing, maybe it's never going to happen. So now they do it, Maisa Mechol Yom. Now they do it all the time. But that's Tosis right, from that case, about taking the uber from the Rechem of one behem, but putting it to the Rechem of the other behem. Now they do it all the time. But it's a good thing that Gemara does discuss all of these far-fetched cases, because that enables us to Paskin Shabbos today. The whole world is different today. Everything is different. I remember the I think it was this Chalom Moed Sukkos following Mechemet Yom HaKippurim. So Rabbi Meir Schlesinger at that time was the head of the Yeshiva Shalavim, so he invited all the boys that were in the Israeli army in the war the year before. They should come to Shalavim and they should work on all the shaylas that came up. So they all wrote down all the shaylas and they were going to look them up in Shulchan Aruch. At Shaylas, there was a minyan, eight people in a cave, two people outside of the cave. Can you blow shofar in the cave, out of the cave? Can you be mitzarev two people, mitzarev 10 people to a minyan on two different sides of the Suez Canal, on two different continents? What's the din? So when he told us in America about it, so he said that something like 85% of all the Shaylas were beferish in the Mishnah Brura. Except that they're so far-fetched, these shaylos. Whenever you study Mishnah Berurah, you skip those lines. Mm-hmm. You don't read every line in Mishnah. Who has to read? It's never going to come up in a million years. So he said most of the, something like 85% of the shaylos were black and white in Mishnah Berurah. And the other 15%, they worked on them. They figured out what the psaka. So it's a good thing the Gemara talks about these far-fetched cases that are never going to come up, because in our generation everything comes up. Yeah, it does come up.
This is in the Torah itself, because they say, buy some manuga if you're in the dachas, and serpents are immoral, they were never there. So we learn them anyway.
So you see, it's important to learn dinim, even though they're never going to come up, because it's negeta.
Cain deraisa.
Yes, Cain deraisa, exactly. The Gemara talks about far-fetched cases, because the Chumash talks about cases that are never going to happen. Okay, good. So he's teaching this son Mishnah. He teaches Hanisrafim Shinisarva bin Iskolim. Sounds like Roib Niskolim. And Amiyat Nisrafim. Rab Shimon Amiyaduna Biskilo. Why? Because Rab Shimon holds Shasrefu Chamura. And since it's a Tarubis, you have no right to give him an Oinish Mocham and the one he deserves. So you give everybody less. You give the Skilo is less according to him. And the Chachamim disagree. So the older son, the father, Rabbi Cheskel, is teaching the younger son, Rami by Cheskel. The older son, Rabbi Yehuda by Cheskel, is listening, and so he said, Dad, you didn't say it over right. Let the son Yehoch, you shouldn't say the Mishnah like that. Rabbi Shimon says that Yodunu Kulam B'Skila, because the Sreifa is Chamura, they should all get Skila because Skila is the Roiv over here. It sounds like Hanisrafim Shinisarva bin Iskolim. There are seven Iskolim, the Roiv Adin Iskolim, and the Miut Adin Israfim. So he says, maybe the reason Reb Shimon gives, what do you need that reason? Shasrefa Chamura. Maybe he gives Skila because the Skila is the Reiv. Lo Tesan Yehochi. Ma'iri Srefa Chamura. What do you need that reason? Typically, the Rubin is Kolam Ninu. So the father says, what is the Kerei Akiris? Alehechi Isanya. How should I say over the Mishnah? They were reciting Mishnah as Balpeh. It wasn't written down. So he says, what is the correct reading? So he says, no. Hechi Isanya, you should say Faket. Hanis Kolam Minisrafa. If the Niskolim got mixed in with the Nisrafim, the Roiv on Nisrafim, and the Miut on Niskolim, and they, even though the Roiv on Nisrafim, he gave them all Skila, according to Reb Shimon, because the Skila is Kala. And we don't pass like that. Amalei, so the father said, what did you accomplish by changing the Girsif and the way I said, Yehoche, I'm a Seifo, L'chacham amam, Yaduna b'Sreifo, why? Shaskila chamura, if you give it the less of the two, you give everybody Sreifo. But if you tell me that the roiv on the srafim, my yiri is kila hamur, typically the rubin is srafim ninu, it's because the roiv is srafim. So why do you have to give the reason for the chachamim that the skila is macham? Amalei, so the son tells the father, no, hasm rabbanu hu kambalei the Reb Shimon. The Mishnah begins with Reb Shimon. Then the chachamim disagrees. So you have to give the case that Reb Shimon shita makes sense. So it should be the roiv, Reb Shimon should say, that the skila is less chomer than the sreifa, he should give it in a case with the roiv on the srafim, and you're still not going to give the sreifa. And then the chacham are just disagreeing with Mari. Amalei, so the Rabbi Yehuda tells the father, Hasm rabbonu kamalei the rishim, the karma, but you said, sreifa chamura, loi, skila chamura. Fine. So this is, Shmuel is listening in, where the father, Rabbi Cheskel, is teaching his younger son, and Rabbi Yehuda, the son who's older, corrects the father. So Shmuel is listening, so he tells Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the Talmud, both Rab and Shmuel. They have a lot of times, Amar Yehuda, Rab, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. They lived in two different cities. So I already forgot who died first. So I think Shmuel died first, no? I think Shmuel died first. Yeah, the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechon used to send all of the Shailas to Shmuel, and then after Shmuel died, then he used to send the Shailas to Rav. So Rabbi Yehuda used to learn by Shmuel, that was in one city. After he passed away, then Rabbi Yehuda moved to the other city to learn by Rav. So Shmuel is listening, and so he says, Amalei Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, Sharpi, you shouldn't talk to your father like that. You don't talk like that. Dad, you said the gears are wrong. You have to say, you have to correct the gears. Why not? Loitayim lela buchach, shouldn't talk like that. The Tanya may have a price. The father is violating a din. Eloi shouldn't tell the father, Abba, Avarte, the Ritoi did an Avera. Eloi, what should he say? Abba, Kach Kosaba, Torah! Is that what the way it says in the Chumash? Father's being Mechal Shabbos, so the son shouldn't say, Dad, you're Mechal Shabbos. Say, is that what it says in the Chumash? The Gemara says, what did you accomplish by changing that? Freg the Gemara, Kach Kosaba, Torah, Tzurikam, Etzarle. Also, you're embarrassing the father. You're hurting his feelings. What did you... Why is it better to say like that? Eloi Melo, no, you should say like this. Abba, Mikra Kosaba Torah Kach. It says in the Chumash like this, so the father will understand that he did something wrong. But you shouldn't say, Avatal Divitor, you shouldn't say, Kach Kosaba Torah, but to me, you shouldn't say like that. should say Derech Kovetz here also. The father was teaching Mishnayos to his youngest son, Rami Bar Yecheskel, and he said it over wrong, so Rabbi Yehuda should have corrected him in a more bekavedik way. Okay. Fine. Alozer ben Masya Omer, Atana, that's the name of Atana. Alozer ben Masya says...
So why shouldn't you be lacking in time in order to
you can do this, you can accomplish the same result without them hurting his feelings, so why not? There's no need.
His feelings should be hurt because he's already with her now.
Maybe he doesn't know all the dinim. Okay, you can give tochacha in a nice way and a hard way. Okay. Give in an easy way. Yeah.
Why isn't this general model for tochacha to all people? You talk about coming to beers and things like that.
It's going to work better also. It's not only by the father you violate Kibbutz, but even if it's not your father, it's probably going to work better. It'll be more successful. It'll be more successful if you give the Chacha Derech Kabbad as opposed to Derech Bizon. Yeah, Enoch Menami. But here, in addition to being not successful, maybe it will be successful here, but it'll be a violation to Kibbutz. But Enoch Menami, it should be the model for everyone to give to Chacha.
If he doesn't listen when you say it that way, then you shouldn't go further?
You should go for it.
He's learning, it's like the big books are out.
It's an open and shut case. The guy with Machal Shabbos smoking a cigar on Shabbos.
This Mishnah.
Yeah. You mean why was there anything wrong? That's what we always do.
He didn't call his father an idiot.
That when they're learning, it's Mohammed. Yeah. So what's wrong? That's normal. That's Mohammed Shalter. That's a good point. I don't know. That's a good taina. Well, Derech Limud, so we all are abrasive a little bit. Yeah. It's a good taina. The Gemara itself said like that. Yeah. So what does this Tana come up with? A new Chiddush? Alozah ben Masiyoyim, Satana. Abayim hashkeni mayim. My father would like me to make him a cup of tea. A mitzvah la'asayis. And there's an opportunity to do a mitzvah. If I'm going to make the tea for my father, I'm going to miss the chance to do the mitzvah. So what do you do? So the Tana says, Maniach ani kvoid abo. I should leave alone the kibbut abo. It says ha mitzvah. Why? Shani v'yabo. Chayavim b'mitzvah, both obligated to observe the mitzvah. So that we know, whenever there's a conflict between Kibbutz Av and the mitzvah and the chumash, that's the Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos. And the sugya b'eseh d'chaloy sese. So the Gemara says, "Ein eseh d'chaloy sese, ein eseh d'chaloy sese sheish b'koris." So the Gemara says, "Why do you need a pasuk that says ishim v'avetirav shapsayse tishmaru that Kibbutz Av doesn't apply whenever it's a conflict?" With Shmira Shabbos, the father says, please give me a cup of hot coffee on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Kibbutz. Why would there have been a half a minute to do Chilul Shabbos? So the Gemara has a whole discussion. And why not learn from there that normally Esa is Dechal Asesi Yeshet Bekaris? Only by Kibbutz, not Bishatua Be'avicha Chayov Mechvodi. So that...
Why should he
have to stop? He didn't start yet. The father asked him to do a mitzvah, and then there's another mitzvah to do. The father asked him to do Kibbutz Av, and then there's another mitzvah now. Mayu mihai mihai? Because the one is whenever Kibbutz Av is in conflict with another mitzvah, so then Kibbutz Av loses.
But for you, that's your mitzvah.
Still, Kibbutz Av is a shibud to the other person. And a mitzvah is a mitzvah, so then you have to do the mitzvah. So then the Gemara modifies it. It depends what the nature of the mitzvah is. Isi ben Yehuda Imer, it depends. Imavshel mitzvah le'osel adecherim. If the other mitzvah will be taken care of, other people will take care of it, then te'osel adecherim v'yeluchu b'kvayroviv. But if the other mitzvah will simply not be taken care of, then the pasuk applies. Whenever the kibbutz av is in conflict with a mitzvah, either a mitzvah deraisa, a mitzvah derabbanan, or even a minig, that's a minig hamakubal b'chol yisrael, like saying kaddish, then the kibbutz av doesn't apply. There's no din of kibbutz av when it's in conflict with a mitzvah, will simply not be taken care of. But if the mitzvah will be taken care of by Idachem, so that's how he's interpreting what this Elozer ben Masya meant. He do the mitzvah if it won't be miskayim Idachem. How do we paskin? We paskin like his modification. Kisa ben Yehuda modified when Elozer ben Masya said that you do the mitzvah only if it's the efshel miskayim Idachem. Yeah. Now the Gemara has a discussion. What about mechila? So the parents can be moichel on kibbutz av. That's the shaila. If the parents can be moichel on kibbutz av, isn't that a right that it's been adam lachavero? If it's been adam lamakim, what right do they have to be moichel? So that's what the Maram Shik said, not necessarily a proof. Maybe Ritzon Shel Adam Zeh Kvodo. That was the bottom line in his Tosfos on Lamed Aleph Beis, the last line where they were interpreting the Yerushalmi. Ritzon Shel Adam Zeh Kvodo. It's not that he's moichel in oika the din of kibbutz av. The definition of kibbutz av is whatever the parents would appreciate, service that they'd like to have. If they don't want that service, the father's able to get dressed on his own, and he can tie his own shoes. What do you mean the son says, would you like me to tie your shoes? The father says, I'm not an invalid, I can tie my own shoes. He doesn't need that service. So it could be that the father can be moichel on his covered because it's been adam l'chaver, he's a balabas. Or it could be because ritzono shel adam zeh kvodo. That was the shaila that the Maram Shik had. What if the father says, I'm moichel the kovet miyat about oilam? I don't want any kovet from you. And then 20 years later, he changes his mind. 20 years later, he's an old man. He can appreciate, he'll appreciate a little assistance. So that's the deal that the Maram Shik had. if it's been adam lamakim also, if it's only been adam lamakim, it's also been adam lamakim, then the father's not a balabas to be moichel the gamre. Father just to be kaveh, it's on Shalom Zakvat, he can be kaveh what's covered. But then 30 years later, he can be kaveh that he does want it. He can always change his mind. If it's really midin mechila, then once he's meichel, he's meichel. So I'll call upon him, that's the din. Omar Amasta, Omar Avchizda, Harab Shemachal HaKvod, Kvod HaMachal. What about Harab Shemachal HaKvod and Kvod HaMachal? Why? Because the Talmud Chochem, the Rav, is not a balabas to be meichel on Kovod HaTorah. That's a question. When it says in the Chumash, "Bepnei seva tokom v'hadarta pnei zokein," here the Gemara on the base has Tana Rabbanan, the last 20 lines. "Bepnei seva tokom v'hadarta pnei zokein." So seva means a person over the age of 70. The two girsas in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, ben esrim, ben shloshim, ben chamishim, and so on. So there's one girsa that ben shishim is the seva. That's not the accepted opinion. We assume that the correct use is that it's a ben shivim b'seva. Most of the Rishonim say like that. The Avarai is like that. So once a person reaches the age of 70, he's supposed to stand out of respect for the person. Pnei seva tokum v'hadarta pnei zokin. Zokin is eshekana chokma. A learned person. So the pasuk has two verbs. Tokum v'hadarta. You should stand up out of respect or to show other forms of kavod. So the Gemara says the pasuk is constructed in such a way that both verbs go on both people. If they seva tokum v'hadarta, you should both stand up and show kovod to the seva, and tokum v'hadarta pnei zaken. You should stand up and show kovod to the zaken as well. They both apply to both. Tokum v'hadarta applies both to the seva and to the zaken. So the Gemara has a discussion. What is the nature of the din of showing kovod to a talmid chacham? So the Gemara has at one point, the Gemara discusses, how do you know you have to stand up? Do you have to stand up when they carry a sefer Torah? So the Gemara says, if in pnei lamdeh komim mi paneh lo kol shekein. Where is that Gemara? Here it's about 20 lines from the bottom of lamed gimel lamed beis. The line begins with the words if pnei lamdeh omdim. Where it says Tosis Riazokin, so that line. So the Gemara there is assuming, it sounds, that standing up for a Talmid Chacham is out of Kavod HaTorah. So it's a Kavod HaChaim if you stand up for the person who embodies learning, so you certainly stand up for the Sefer Torah. Then it says on the side, Makas Chabes Amabes Ayin Sham. Ayin Sham means that there's a Shinui Girsa. Ayin Sham sometimes means that it's a different name. instead of Rav Chisda, it says Rav Masna or something. Instead of Abai, it says Rava. And sometimes Ayin Shah means that the din is different.
He stood up and said,
he
didn't stand up and
let
them over there. That's what happened, right?
Right. So the Gemara there, Amakas, the Rishonim asked the Rishonim, the Rishonim asked the Kashan. Amakas says, the Jews who live in Bavel are foolish. They stand up when they bring in a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up out of respect for the Talmid HaChamim. So why is that? Why is it Tipshoy? Why are they Tipshim? The Gemara says, standing up for the Sefer Torah is Mochamim and standing up for the Lomdim. So why are they Tipshim? So some of the Rishonim and Achrayim say it's not a stira. Standing up for the Talmid HaChamim is black and white than the Chumash. Standing up for the Sefer Torah is a Kal V'Chomer. So look at these fools. They don't observe what it says Mefurish, but they only observe what's only known through the Torah Shabbat Peh through a Kal V'Chomer. So that's why it's Tipshoy. But other Rishonim consider it a stira. It's a question. Which is more Chomer? Standing up for the Talmid HaChamim or standing up for the Torah? So this Gemara says, "B'mnei l'mdelam in p'nei l'koshkein, standing up at the Talmid HaChacham zadekav at the Torah." And other Rishonim hold that maybe we don't paskan like that. Why? Because the Gemara says, here the Gemara has a shaili boilahu, about 20 lines from the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It says on the side, "Vayikur Yotes." 2 lines after "Vayikur Yotes," so it says, "Iboilahu." They had a shaili b'no. Who Rabba Mahu? There's a balabas, and the son became a big Talmid HaChacham, and the son goes to the father. The son became a Talmud of his father. So who stands up for whom? Does the son stand up for the father because of Kibbut Abba? Does the father stand up for the son because of Kvod HaRav? So the Gemara says, Toshma Doma Leishmole Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yude was the oldest son of Rabbi Cheskel. Rami by Cheskel was the youngest son. Rabbi Yude by Cheskel was the oldest son. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yudah, Shinano, Shapi, Kum Mikami Avuch. You should stand up whenever your father comes into the room. I'll keep it off. Now we know that the father was a balabas, and Rabbi Yudah was a very sharp Shinano. He was a sharp Talmid HaChacham. So why should the son stand up for the father? That's exactly the shada that we're clearing over here. Benobahu Rabbi Mahu, who stands up for whom? So the Gemara says, no, that's an exception to the rule. Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the balabas Rabbi Cheskel, He wasn't a rav. He wasn't such a big Talmid HaChacham. He was teaching his son Mishnah. It's okay. By the scholar's rav, the father was teaching his son. He wasn't so learned, but he was known as a holy tzaddik. Shani Rabbi Cheskel, the Baal Ma'aseh Mahavi, was a very big mentakdik in mitzvahs. So therefore, the son should stand up for the father. Afilu Mar Shmuel Nami, even Shmuel himself, Nami Koyim Mikame. Shmuel would stand up when Rabbi Cheskel would walk into the room because he was such a big tzaddik. See, here there's a Ran on the Rif, has a machlokes with the Ramban. The Ran quotes the Ramban and he disagrees with him. What kind of a din is this? Let's say there's a Chassidus Rebbe, who's known as a big tzaddik. He's always davening, he's always doing mitzvahs and maisim tov, but he's not so learned. So is there a din you have to stand up for him? A fellow is known as a bal maisim. He's known as a holy tzaddik. But everybody knows, not such a big Talmid HaChacham. So the Gemara sounds, if there's a din, you have to stand up for a person who's a medaktik and mitzvah, Baal Maisim. Where does that come from? So the Ramban says there is no such din. There's no such din. You stand up for a Talmid HaChacham because of Kavod HaTor, not because of he's a Baal Maisim. The Gemara says, you stand up for Rabbi Cheskel? No. So the Ramban reinterprets the whole Gemara. The Gemara had a shaila, if my son is much more learned than I am, so does the son stand up for me, or do I stand up for the son? Who stands up? So that's what some of the boys were commenting, that the Rosh quotes the story that when the Maharam Rutberg became world famous and they were sending mashalas from all over Europe, so he moved away from his father because he didn't want to be in the same place because of this Shaila and the Gemara. It's a Suffolk, it's anybody that lives Shita. Who stands up for whom? What's the big problem? Why can't you stand up for each other? Well, what's the big problem? Just each one should stand up for the other one. So apparently there's a din of Zokan Beina Lefi Chodo. If a Talmid HaChacham is going to stand up, when a gangster walks in, a politician walks in, Talmid HaChacham is going to stand up. Yeah, so that's a Zokan Beina Lefi Chodo. That's a Bizoin HaTor. So that's the Gemara Sofik. When you have Beno, Behu, Rabba, Mahu, who should stand up for whom? And if someone's going to stand up, then it's an issue of Zokam Ben Al-Khwed, Shaila Bizoin HaTor. So the Rabban interprets in the Gemara, when is it a Shaila, if he's the father and he's the Rav? benovuhu rabo. But if the father is known as a holy tzaddik, that's not a zalkam benon v'chvoda. If the son stands up for the father, that's okay. V'haraya, that even Shmuel, who was a big chief rabbi, Shmuel was a chief rabbi, Shmuel would stand up for Rabbi Cheskel. Not v'chuyiv to stand up, but that's not a violation of zalkam benon v'chvoda. There's no bizoy natar, because everybody knows Rabbi Cheskel was a big tzaddik. He was a bal maisim ha'am. So the Ramban says, bal maisim, there is no din, you have to stand up. But the Gemara just meant to say there's no violation of Zalkan Ben al-Khirada over here. So that's why he recommended that the son should stand up when the father comes in, because the father was a Baal Mais.
So
what do you say that one?
What about being, it's his father. What about that?
Yeah, that's a Sveikir Adina who has to stand up for whom. But if the son will stand up, even if the son is not Mukhif to stand up for the father, because he's a Tamachachim, the son is a bigger, way bigger Tamachachim than the father. But it's not a bizayin atarif, he'll stand up. Because the father was a big bal maisim. So that's not, if the father would be a plain balabas, then you have a big shayla. Is it permissible for the son? But is it, it's in conflict with kavod talmid chachamim. So you have a conflict. So whoever's supposed to stand up for the other one, if you're going to do fakir, it'll be a violation. But if the father's a yodu as a bal maisim, so then it's not an issue of zokem ben al-chvayt. That's how the Ramban says. That's how Ramban learns.
Would it always be usher to stand up then for a goy or somebody else that's has nothing to do with Torah?
We're going to have to learn more Gemara. Gemara talks about standing up for a goy. We'll have to go through the Gemara. We're going to learn.
The Ran is on Lamagimel with Beis, right? That's
what? What?
The Ran is on Lamagimel with Beis. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So the Ran quotes the Ramban, and then he disagrees. When the Gemara would appear that you're mechuyif to stand up for the Baal Maisim. So what's pshat? So he says, the din that it says in Chumash v'hadata p'nei zok and zeh shekana chachma, you have to stand up out of respect for Talmud Chachma, is not out of Kavod HaTorah. It's not out of Kavod HaTorah. We have the brisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, that the whole Mesilas Yesharim is based on that brisa, that it says Torah mevi l'dei zehiris, zehiris mevi l'dei zrizus, mevi l'dei everything else, I forgot already. And we assume there are The Ran has an expression like the Loshan was, we have no barometer to measure Yira Shamayim. How do you know if a person is Yira Shamayim? It's very hard to tell. Some people put on an act, I don't know. We don't know. Some people fool others into believing they know how to learn also. But more or less learning we can figure out. You give a b'china, you can tell who knows how to learn. But Yira Shamayim is hard to tell. So we assume derech klal that the one is more learned than the other. Probably Torah Mevila, here is Rizus, and Yerushamayim and so on. So the one who's more learned is probably going to be more Rabbi Yerushamayim. Sometimes it's not so. In the days of the Gemara, there was an Amora by the name of Geneva. That was his name. And it ended with an Aleph, Geneva, with an Aleph at the end. And he used to be a nuisance. He used to annoy the Chachamim. And they were really very upset with him. They would have been happy if the government would have put him in prison. But they said, you're not allowed to masa him to the government. So then finally what happened? The government took him away. They figured out on their own. The guy was a gangster. So the Gemara says he once walked into the room where they were sitting and learning, and the Talmidim were discussing, should we stand up? Nekam mikam b'ganev, should we stand up? Because he was very learned. So he said, no, he's a big bal machlekes, you don't stand up. If a person, unfortunately, sometimes a person learns, and it doesn't lead to Yerushamayim. There are exceptions to the rule. Usually we assume the one who's more learned will probably be a greater Yirei Shamayim, but it's not always going to be the case. So if you know that it's not the case, then the Gemara says no mitzvah to stand up. So why is that? So the Ran is of the opinion that when it says v'hadarta p'nei zaken, it's not you're standing up out of kavod HaTorah, you're standing up out of respect for the Yirei Shamayim that the person has. So if the person is yodu as a bal maisim, we know he's a Yirei Shamayim, so that's the Yikir Din, and you have to stand up. That you have to stand up for him. So according to that opinion of the Ran, that you stand up for the learned person, not so much out of Kavod HaTorah, but rather out of Kavod for the Yirei Shamayim that he has, so the whole Kavod Chaim is off. Gemara says, if mitnei lamdeh om dimiponeh la kolshkein. What do you mean? Lomdel, you stand because the Lomit Torah, we assume, is a Yirei Shamayim. Sefer Torah, there's no Yirei Shamayim. Sefer Torah is a holy Chavtza de Gedusha. So it could be that that's the stira between the two Gemaras. Some Rishayim and Achrayim assume that it's Taka stira. So this stira is exactly the Machloikis. Here, the Ran is this long Ran on page Yud Gimel Amen Aleph. He quotes the Ramban, and then he disagrees with the Ramban. So the Ran holds that the... Is that the place where it is? I think so. Yeah. So the Ran holds that the din that you have to stand up... No. It's Yudalan Amanala. First he quotes the Ramban, and then he says, Veina Nirali, then he presents his Shita. So that's really a big machlokes, whether you stand up for the Talmud Chacham out of Kavod HaTorah, you're standing up for the Talmud Chacham out of Kavod for the Yirush HaNon. What do you do when there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah? There's a mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah? There is a mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah. How do you know there's a mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah? If you stand up for the Talmud Chacham because of the Yirush HaMayim, so where do you say that there's a mitzvah to show Kavod HaTorah? So the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah says there's a pasuk in Chumash, V'asisa Aroi Neitz. You have to make, Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed, you have to make an Aron Kodesh to put the Luchas in. So the Rambam says it's a Kal V'chomer. Rambam says a Kal V'chomer. The Luchas only have Aseres Adibis written on them, and you have to be Mechaber them to put it in an Aron Kodesh. Certainly more so if you have a Sefer Torah that was written in Topshin Ein Zion, the Luchas were the author's copy engraved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, priceless. Sefer Torah is not priceless. You can buy it for money, but nonetheless, the Rambam said the Sefer Torah has the Aseres Adibas plus more, so it has more Kedusha. So the Rambam says the Sefer Torah that's written in Topshin Ein Zion has more Kedusha than the Aseres Adibas. The Luchas are priceless, but they're talking about the level of Kedusha. The Rambam says, to the extent, Dvarim SheBikdusha, Tashmish SheKedusha, all depend on that's the Rav Chaim Balozhin that writes like that in Nefesh HaChaim. There's a Gemara Megillah where we divide all religious articles into two categories. There are Tashmish and Mitzvah and Tashmish and Kedusha. So Tashmish and Mitzvah is a Shofar, a Lulav, a Sukkah, an Esra, Tzitzis. So Tashmish and Mitzvah and the Zrakim. After the Zman, a Mitzvah is up and you have no use for the thing. So what do you do with the old Esra? So you throw it in the garbage. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, we shouldn't throw it in the garbage together with dirty diapers and chicken bones and fish bones. You should put it in a plastic bag and then throw it in the garbage. But that's the din, Tashmish and Mitzvah and the Zerokim, after this Mana Mitzvah is up. Kos Mana Mitzvah is Huk Tzele Mitzvah Asai. It's Kishem Shachal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Chal Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. And we learn that from Sukkah. That's the Ramban writes in three different places. We learn that from Sukkah, to all Tashmish and Mitzvah, that Bizman Mitzvah some and has Kedusha. But after the Zman HaMitzvah is up, no longer has Kedusha. So let's say I have an old talis that's worn out. My wife buys me a new talis. So what am I going to do with the old talis? Throw it out? So I should give it to a poor man. Poor man doesn't want it. It's yellow. So I'll donate it to the shul. The Gabbai doesn't want it either. He has nice talisim. So nobody wants it. The poor man doesn't want it, and the Gabbai in the shul doesn't want it. So this Mana Mitzvah is up. If you can give the talis to somebody else, and there's someone else going to use it, so this Mana Mitzvah is not up. It's still hooked in the Mitzvah side. After Sukkot is over, I'm not going to save the asterisk to next year. By the time it's going to come next year, it's going to be all dried out. It won't be kosher. So this Mana Mitzvah is up. So it's Halacha is Mana Mitzvah, and the Kedusha is off. But Tashmish and Kedusha are Nignozim. If you have... So if you throw tefillin in a mezuzah, even after it's so puzzled that it's not shaykh to fix it, to correct it, so you have to put it in Sheamus. You're not allowed to throw it out. And not only the Sefer Torah tefillin in a mezuzah, even the tefillin zekel, even the cardboard box that you protect the tefillin in, even the saran wrap that you wrap around the mezuzah when you hang it up on the door, that's tashmishik dusha. Tashmishik dusha, you're not allowed to throw it out. You have to put it in the Sheamus. So how do the Tanoim determine, how do they decide which are Tashmish and Mitzvah, which are Tashmish and Kedusha? So the Ramban, in the end of Moed Katan, Ramban has in the Mochamas, he quotes a brisa from Maseches Mochas. Maseches Mochas was written in the days of the Goyim, but he quotes a brisa from the Maseches Mochas. They must have had a tradition that there was a Machlokes HaTanoim whether you're allowed to bury people with their talis or not. What's the issue? Whether you're allowed to bury them with their talis? Ramban explains the machlokes was whether talis is tashmish and mitzvah or tashmish and kedusha. If it's tashmish and mitzvah, you're allowed to bury mason with the talis. Tashmish and kedusha, you're not allowed to. Why should it be tashmish? So what is it? What's the criterion? How do you determine whether any given religious article is a tashmish misha, tashmish and kedusha? So in the Bavli, you don't have such a machlokes. In the Bavli, it says tzitzis is tashmish and mitzvah. So Rav Chaim Balozhin and the Nefesh HaChaim gives you the definition. How did the Tanoim determine whether any given article, any given religious article is Tashmish and Mitzvah, Tashmish and Kedusha? So So the Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, if it has psukim written on it, if it has Divrei Torah written on it, so then it's Tashmishi Kedusha. If it doesn't have Divrei Torah written, then it's Tashmishi. And then the Rambam is mashma, to the extent you have Divrei Torah written, that determines how much Kedusha it has. Not all Tashmishi Kedusha are on the same level. So the Gemara says that mezuzah is a lower level of Kedusha than tefillin. Why? Because mezuzah only has Shema v'ayayim shemoya, and the tefillin have Kadesh v'yakiviyach Shema v'ayayim shemoya. Then the Gemara says Shal Rosh is a slightly higher level of Kedusha than Shal Yad. Why? Because the Shal Rosh has two shins on the outside that the Shal Yad doesn't have. So it has more Divrei Torah. The shins on the outside are Rosias of Torah. And then the Sefer Torah has the Dalet Parshias plus more. That was the Rambam. The Rambam said, if Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed to make Ora and Eitz to house the Luchas, certainly more so a Sefer Torah, because there has Aseres HaDibros plus more. So the Rambam is explaining that klal. Tashmishi Kedusha, the level of Kedusha that it has, depends on how many psukim there are there. So according to the Babli, Tzitzis has no psukim at all. So Tzitzis is going to be Tashmishi Mitzvah. It's not going to be Tashmishi Kedusha at all.
Is that only if it's Gyo on Klav? Not like printed like a Tanakh or something?
Yeah. Printed is not considered Mitzvah Chaksav. Yeah.
So nothing else is Tashmishi Kedusha besides for the Tefillin, Sefer Torah,
and that's right. Midrabbanan, we treat printed Svarim as if they're also printed Gemaras. We treat it as if it's also like Tanakh. It was Bana Gemara that it was also to write Mishnah, so it was also to write Gemara, so it didn't have the study. You didn't treat it like Tashmishi Kedush. But Tosis writes in the first daf in Kol Kisve, Tosis quotes from the Rif, it's quoting from the Goinim, that once the Gemara says in Tmura that they permitted the writing down of the Mishnayas, we treat the written Mishnayos Midrabbanan as if it's also Divrei Torah. We treat it also as if it's Tashmishi Kedusha.
Why should it be a question of burying somebody in the Talis? You can be Nikbar in the Nikbar. It's not worse than...
The Ramban thinks that that's the Machlokes Satanaim. If you should consider Tzitzis as Tashmishi Kedusha, then it's a bizayon to the Tzitzis that you're burying it with a mace. So designed to the tzitzit to bear, but it was only Tashmishi Mitzvah, so then it's okay. Why should it be told as a bezeres question? Well, that's a Mohammed at the end of Moed Kot. He thinks that that's the Machloikah Satanaim and the Braise, the Masechus Machus, what he permitted to bury Mason with the Talmud on. So we have a Mitzvah of Kabbalah Torah. It may not be this Pasuk of V'hadarta p'nei zaken, could be that that's out of kavod for the Yerushalayim, but there is a mitzvah of kavod HaTorah. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah, that's the mitzvah. V'sisa aron eitz. If you have to show kavod to the luchos, even though it only has aseres hadibros, certainly more so, you have to have a show kavod to the Sefer Torah. So what's the din if there's a conflict between kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah? Which is odif?
If
we
get
our
Tashmishi Kedusha, that which has Shmos Hashem on it,
that's a very good question. We'll have to talk about that, but not right now. Okay. Yeah.
In general, these dinim of kavod, is it that we have a din to show kavod, or the guy, or we have to make sure that the man receives kavod? For instance, you walk into the base medrash and there's a bunch of pillars. So if Talmud Chacham walks into the base medrash and he can't see you standing up, you still have to stand up, because it won't make a difference to him either way. You're behind a pillar and no one can see you.
The Gemara says the mitzvah to stand up is only if it'll be, if the someone who's looking, the onlooker, will realize that it's a kima sheyesh bo hidur. If everybody's in the bathhouse, everybody's in the bathroom, whatever, you're going to stand up and the Talmid Chacham walks in, that's kima sheyesh bo hidur. But if I'm standing behind the pillar, other people understand why I'm standing up. If someone walks in all the way over there and I'm all the way over here, I'm going to stand up. So it won't be, they won't put two and two together. Unless it's Rabbi Muvok, so then they'll understand, oh, he's standing over here because the Rebbe is over there. has to be kima sheyesh bahidur. It doesn't mean, doesn't necessarily mean that he realized, that the Talmud Chacham realizes I'm standing, but will the onlooker realize that I'm standing out of respect? So there is a din. Everyone agrees there is a din of kavod atar. May not be from the kavod chaim and vnei lomdeh lomim omdim mekanel lekolshkein. According to the Ran, standing up for the lomdei Torah is not so much out of kavod atar. It's really out of kavod for the Yerushalayim, because the Ran holds that bal meisim is the ikad din. Bal meisim is the ikad din. You stand up for Yerushalayim. But there is a mitzvah, but yasis aranets, to show kavod to the Torah. So what's the din if there's a conflict between kavod atar and talmud Torah? If you're going to show kavod atar, it's going to, let's say, the administration placed the student in a certain shiur. The kid doesn't enjoy the shiur. So he's going to spend the whole year here, so he's not going to learn a word. If he'll leave, so the Rebbe's going to feel very insulted. He only has four students as it is, and then one student's going to have three students, so the Rebbe's going to feel it's a busha to the Rebbe. So what do you do when there's a conflict between Kavod HaTorah and Talmud Torah? So there's a Gemara in Megillah at the beginning of the second parak. Gemara says that there seems to be a contradiction between the two psukim. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, was he standing or was he sitting? One pasuk says, "Anochi amadeti b'har aboyim yom aboyim laila." The other pasuk says, "Va'eshev b'har aboyim yom aboyim laila." So was it b'amida? Was it b'ishiv? So one answer the Gemara says, "The eshev means loshan akova. I stayed there for 40 days. Doesn't mean he was sitting. He was standing." And the Gemara has other answers. So the Gemara has one of the answers is kashas miyushov. And Rakas Miuma, the easy dinim, he stood for. Because really, out of Kavod HaTorah, more correct is, you should always stand. When you learn Torah, the Gemara says, till the days of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel only allowed, when he was a chief rabbi running the yeshiva, he only allowed Talmidim to enter the yeshiva who are Tocho Kibaro. So they used to learn standing out of respect for the Torah. And after they fired Rabbi Gamliel from the Nesias, and Rabbi Lozman Azar took over, so the Gemara says, they added on so many safsolim, so many benches, because he let in the students who were not Tocho Kibaro. They weren't such great Yerushalayim. And he took everybody in. So they were lazy, so they didn't stand. The Gemara says, Mishameis Rabbi Gamliel bottled Kavod HaTorah. The Kavod HaTorah used to mean they stood when they learned, and after they fired Rabbi Gamliel, they no longer stood when they learned. They used to sit. So the Gemara says, when the Rebbe Shlom Torah did him to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. But when it was a complicated din, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt he's going to strain himself to stand, that's going to take away from his ability to understand the din. So rakas me'uma, the easy dinim he stood for. Aba koshes, when it was a difficult din, he would sit, because standing is kavod HaTorah. But if the kavod HaTorah is going to impinge on the havanas adinim, on the limud HaTorah, so limud HaTorah takes precedence over kavod HaTorah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, b'shem Rav Chaim Balozhina. That's the pshat and that gemara. Dr. Lim, I think, got his doctoral dissertation on the research that he did in Rav Chaim Balozhin. He says he never saw that anywhere, never heard that. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said, the name of Rav Chaim Balozhin. Okay. Maybe it's even if it's not Rav Chaim Balozhin. It's still a good pshat and the gemara. Rav Soloveitchik says, b'shem Rav Chaim Balozhin. So the shaila is, let's say the Talmidim are learning in the yeshiva. In the middle of a tesis, complicated tesis, the Rebbe walks in, so everybody has to stand up till the Rebbe sits down. Then they're going to have to go back to the tesis. It's going to take them another 5 minutes till they get back into the Gemara, into the tesis. So there's going to be bittul Torah. And maybe the mitzvah of Kavod HaTorah to stand up for Talmid Chacham only applies when they're not learning. But if they're in the middle of learning, maybe you should say that the Ki HaGavna, Talmid Torah takes precedence over Kavod HaTorah. So that was a machlokes in the Gemara. We're going to get to it soon. So we paskin, maskanas Gemara is yes, that the Talmidim should stand up even in the middle of learning. So the Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha why, but shouldn't, he says on his own, without quoting the Gemara Megillah, shouldn't you say that Talmud Torah takes precedence over Kavod HaTorah? So he says, well, the Gemara assumes that as if we have a haftoche, maybe they're psukim, I forgot already, is if you have haftoche from Tanakh somewhere, that one who will show Kavod HaTorah will be more matzliach in learning. So even though right now he's going to lose 5 minutes, because he's in the middle of a complicated mashor, then he's going to have to go through the Gemara again, the Tais again, the mashor again, he's going to have to, till he's going to catch up to where he was before, he's going to lose 5 minutes, but the wasting of the 5 minutes to show Kavod HaTorah will ultimately benefit him, that he will be blessed with greater hatzlocha in limud HaTorah. So So that's why in such a case, we wouldn't say that the Korban HaTorah should take precedence over the Talmud Torah. So the guy who's stuck in the Shiva also should be like that? I don't think so. The guy who's stuck in the Shiva doesn't, he's going to waste the whole year? I don't think so. To waste 5 minutes, yeah. I can understand. But to lose a whole year from learning out of Korban HaTorah, I don't think so. So here's a Shaila in the Gemara. You stand up for a Talmud Chacham, getting back, where do we leave off over here? It says, the parents give me moichel on their kovet. Ho'ab shemochel, here four lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Chisda, ho'ab shemochel kvodu kvodu mochel. The father give me moichel, either because it's a shibud ben adam ha'chaveiro, or because v'tzon shel adam zel kvodo, that's the deal in the Mamshik's tshuva. What about ho'ab shemochel kvodu? Does he have the right to be moichel? Zarte ain't kvodu mochel. He has no right to be moichel. Why? Because he's working on the assumption, like the Gemara has over here, that standing up for the Talmud Chacham is out of Kavod HaTorah, and it's a Kavod Chamim Pnei Olam Deyam and Pnei Olam Koshkein. It's out of Kavod HaTorah. So he's not the Baal HaBos. The Rebbe is not the Baal HaBos to have the right to be Moichel on the Kavod HaTorah. It's not Kavod for him. It's Kavod HaTorah. So he's not a Baal HaBos to be Moichel. And Rav Yosef disagrees. Afilu Ha'av Shemachal Kavod HaKavod HaMochel Hadi No Shenema Hashem V'Hashem Horech Lefneim Yoimam. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is going first, and he's taking care of all of the needs of Bnei Yisrael in the Midbar, traveling for 40 years. So you see that the Rabban Shalom can Meichel on his covered, so it's okay, everybody can be Meichel. Omar Rav, so Rav is upset with Rabbi Yosef's Raya, Abai V'Rav V'Talmidim Rabbi Yosef. Omar Rav, Hachi Hashda, what's the Tzushta? Hasam HaKadosh Baruch Alma, Dileihu V'Tor Dileihu. Everything belongs to God. So he's a Baal HaBos, he has a right to be Meichel. Hashem Ha'olech Lefneim, he's showing them the way. He's the guide in the midbar. He's giving him food and he's giving him drinks, taking care of everything. He has a right to be Meichel. The Torah Dileihu. Machal Eli Kar. He's Meichel on his Kavod. Abahacha, by the Talmud Chacham, Torah Dileihu. It's Kavod HaTorah. It's Kavod HaTorah when you stand up for Talmud Chacham. How is he the Baal HaBos to be Meichel on the Kavod? Rashi says on the top, Hacha Torah Dileihu B'Tmiyah. HaKavod Toli B'Torah, V'Eni Yochel Limchal HaKavod HaTorah, Shush HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbe is not the Baal HaBos to be Meichel on the Kavod. That was Rav's Taina against Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brought a Raya, that the Rebbeinu Shlom has the ability to be Meichel on his Kavod. So Kavod Chaim and Talmud Chacham, so the Rav says, no Tzushla, Rebbeinu Shlom is the Baal HaBos. You owe him Kavod, but here you don't owe Kavod to the Talmud Chacham. It's indirectly, it's a Kavod HaTorah, so the Talmud Chacham is not a Baal HaBos. Hadarama Rabbah said, then Rabbah backed out and he said, and yes, Torah Dileihu. When the person learns the Torah, there's a Chiyav Kavod to him. Chiyav Kavod to him. You still can't tell whether it's Rabbah means to say like the Ran, that it's out of standing up for the Talmud Chacham and showing Kavod to the Talmud Chacham is out of Kavod to the Baal Meisim, out of Kavod to the Yerushamayim that he has. Or maybe it's out of Kavod HaTorah, but Torah Dileihu. It's his Torah. How does he know it's his Torah? So he's a Baal HaBos Dechsiv, B'sarasa Yagiyam V'Loyla. It says that, how does the Pasuk begin there? See, the Gemara Navei Dezar, Daf Yut, where is it? Daf Yutes, on the side of the Gemara. Has a little more. And the Rashi there, Navei Dezar also, has a little more than Rashi has over here. The Pasuk starts off by saying, V'Torah Hashem Cheftzo. The person is interested in learning Torah Hashem. B'sarasa Yagiyam V'Loyla. So Pashim Shadu, B'sarasa means Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem. So Rav is interpreting a different level of interpretation. Torah means his Torah. When he first starts, before he learns the Torah, it's called Torah Hashem. And after he's Yogeya in the Torah, Lebesaf, it's called Torah Sayyagiyam Valor. It becomes his Torah. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Daf Yoteh spells it out a little more than here. And the Rashi there in Avodah Zarah is a little more than the Rashi here. Once you're Yogeya, you work hard in the Torah, then you kind of, it seeps into your bones. So that's the question. You can't tell exactly. Rava means to say, like the Ran said, that it's stand up out of respect for the Yerushamayim of the person. So that's his Yerushamayim. That's his Yerushamayim. The Gemara says when a baby is born, the Malach HaMumun Av HaHairayon decides whether the baby will be a Chacham, a Tipesh, a Osher, Oni. What else does they decide? Gibor Cholosh. How does the Pasuk say, Aysal Chacham Chachmas, Aysal Gibbon Bikmas, Aysal Asher Be'osher, Kim Zosi Salel HaMisalel, Haskel Yadoh Osi. So what does it mean? Aisal chacham chamasa, why? You didn't work on that. That was min hashamayim. Some people are born bright, some people are born with a shvacha cup. Aisal osha biyoshro, that was min hashamayim. Are you going to be osha? Aisal giba bigvurosa, the strength is not yes. Kimzosi, salel hamasal haskel via idoya osi, because hakol b'dei shamayim chutz meyir shamayim. That's what the Gemara got from that pasuk in Navi. So you can't tell over here, Torah delay means the Yerushamayim. That's what it means, Torah delay, because Torah mevila de Yerushamayim. So he's a balabas on the cover because he mechuyif to show him cover because he's a Yerushamayim. Oh no, Torah delay means that he's kind of the Torah. It seeps into his bones, and it's a chi of cover to him. Chi of cover to him. So that's still unclear. That's a machlekes, the Ran and the Ramban, how to read the Maskon. If Rava finally came around to Rabbi Yosef's way of thinking that a Talmud Chacham can also be Moichel on his Kovid, so what about this story that the Rava was serving schnapps at the wedding? Any, it's not true about Rava. Mashke Behilula Debrei, when his son got married, he was giving the drinks. They stood up out of respect when he gave him a drink. Didn't stand up. Ikbid v'yomar, so he got upset. How come they stood and the others didn't stand up? Hani rabbanon v'hani lav rabbanon. These talmidim are talmidei chachamim, so they didn't stand up for me, and the others are not talmidei chachamim. That's why they stood up. They're all on the same level. So he's upset why they didn't stand up for him. Why? But he was meichel on his kavod. He was giving drinks. He was serving drinks. And same thing in other cases. The Gemara says, even though he's Moichel on his Kavod, Hider Mevid Lei Bo. They should have still shown a little Kavod. So on this line in the Gemara, there's a famous essay by Ravelva the Soloveitchik in his Sefer. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Yeah. Well, tomorrow there's going to be all day long going to be Shurim at 9:15, 10:15 something. And then there's going to be a Sudach HaGigit, so the Shiva is going to be at 1 o'clock. Then on Wednesday or Thursday, I have to speak somewhere else. So I have to give the Shiva early. What time is the Shiva? Everybody knows already. Yeah, tomorrow we have to start Chazorah. Oh, yeah. We're not going to go by it. Okay. We'll save the Biskarov for after. So we have to start Chazorah from where? From Lamed Gimel? Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. Where do we leave off? Somewhere. Chav Gimel Lamed Aleph. Okay, we got to start Chazor. And when the Shiva is going to be on Wednesday, what time?
11 o'clock.
Wednesday is 11 o'clock. Till 12:30, and Thursday is going to be 9:15 to 10:30. Okay, and Sunday I have to give a Shiva early at 9:30. Everything is a yet.
What did you learn?
What?
Right.